Okay, it is Wednesday, March 29th, 3:56 p.m. on the West Coast. For those of you who are elsewhere and don't know what I'm talking about, this is Pacific Coast time. I'm Grandpa, and
I'm Hayden.
And this is Grandpa and Hayden on sports. So, the Ducks are in the Final Four, Hayden. What do you think?
I love it.
Why?
Because I'm a big Duck fan. Mm-hmm. I've been a big Duck fan since I was born. And they haven't been there in 78 years. I'm waiting for them to try to make it to a national title. They don't. It was a good run.
So, they're playing NC. What do you think? The Tar Heels. This is a team with an incredible history of NCAA success.
Especially last year.
National championships. Some guy used to play for him, won a national championship as a freshman. What was his name again?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. So we're playing. Who's? Let's talk about North Carolina for a minute. Who do they have that worries you?
Josh Jackson, number 44. I'm pretty sure his first name is Josh. He is a great all-around player. He can shoot. He can drive. Oregon needs to watch out for him.
So who else? What did you say? He's a guard?
He's like a power forward.
Power forward, small forward.
He's probably their biggest threat
right now.
Yeah.
Do they have a good big guy?
Not than Josh, no.
Not like Bell, huh?
No. Although, I really haven't been impressed with Bell lately.
Our own guy. What are you talking about? The other night he killed. He killed.
He got
national attention everywhere. Why are you not impressed?
I'm impressed, but he's played way better during the season.
Mm-hmm.
He played okay the first two games of the tournament. The Sweet 16 against Michigan, it was a okay game. The Kansas one, probably his best game of the tournament, but he's had way better games in the regular season than he has in the tournament.
What would you like to see? What does he have to do to be a force in this game?
Stop Jackson.
So stop him.
Yes.
He's got to put him down. How about, let's go back to the Tar Heels for a minute. How are they looking on the front line, on the backcourt, guards?
I don't know.
What's his name? Barry. He got hurt. Josh Barry? Jason Barry?
Jason Barry?
Yeah, he hurt his ankle really bad in the last two games. And I don't think that they're saying he's iffy, but it could slow him down.
Yeah. The thing is, North Carolina is one of those big stretch teams. They go on these huge runs, and then one game slows them down, and then they don't do well, and then they go on another 10-game winning streak.
So yeah.
It's just a
little bit streaky, but very good. Strong program, very solid, big history. I mean, big history. This is one of those teams that you get a little nervous playing just because of who they are, not necessarily because of how they're playing right now. Do you think they're a legit Final Four team? Should they be there?
Yes.
Yeah, they're good.
Yes, they should.
So how about the other game? You got Zags and South Carolina.
Big game for South Carolina.
Yeah. So do you think they're going to – who's going to win that one?
Zags.
Really?
Zags on it.
So, okay. So, honest prediction here, back to the Ducks and to the Tar Heels. Who wins this one?
North Carolina.
You think North Carolina will pull it out? How come?
They just have – better all-around players than we do, I think.
Okay.
Some people might not think. I think they have better all-around players than
And they know how to play in big games under pressure. Ducks haven't been here in, 78, 79 years?
And the other thing is, North Carolina, like you said, has been here before, and most of their players are juniors and seniors who have been on the big stage before.
Yeah.
Oregon has three freshmen, two seniors and a couple of juniors. They're
not the same quality. But what a tournament, huh? So will you be happy for them even if they were to lose on Saturday night? What do you think?
I'd still be happy
You're
for them.
You're very proud of them.
Final Four appearance.
Amazing. Amazing run for a team that kind of had its ups and downs during the year. Finished strong in the conference. You know, there was 16-2 in the conference. So, would they finish with four losses on the whole year? That's not bad.
And more wins than North Carolina, too.
And more wins in North Carolina, and they beat some pretty tough teams. I mean, Kansas, look what they did to Kansas. Who would have saw that coming?
I didn't see. I had Kansas winning the entire tournament, like I predicted.
Yeah, Maddie did too. And I don't know if he had him winning the tournament, but he, as soon as the game was over, he texted me. He goes, "Brackets busted."
That's mine.
All right, so back to Gonzaga and South Carolina. So the South, you know what their nickname is? The Gamecocks. It's a strange name. It kind of goes to badminton or something, I guess. So Zags, South Carolina's like definitely played above its level.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they've hit their ceiling now?
They, I'm pretty sure they have. I mean, the biggest shocker, in my opinion, was that Duke game. Mm-hmm. That kind of just took it away from me. Like, defeating Duke, who have more national titles, I'm pretty sure, than anybody in college basketball besides UCLA.
Yeah. UCLA had, like, 11 in a row.
11. But they're the second most highest national title team, expected to win the entire thing, and lost to 7-seeded South Carolina.
Yeah. Then South Carolina, who they beat the other day to get into the final
Baylor.
Four. It'd be Baylor. Exactly.
By 20, I'm pretty sure.
They thumped them. So you kind of look at this and you go, wow, unusual tournament. So Gonzaga, what do you know about them?
They have this great point guard named Jonathan Ross Goss, I'm pretty sure is his name.
Okay. But, good
he
one.
He is a great all-around player.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this is one of those where Gonzaga has been one of those teams that people have been paying attention to for like 5-6 years. They've now gone to the Final Four.
The first time and, in like school history.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. And so they could be flowing off of adrenaline or they could be that good. Do you think they're that good?
I think it's adrenaline, to be honest. I mean,
So if you get to North Carolina and Gonzaga in the final, then who wins it?
North Carolina's going to win it. Yeah.
I guess we'll see on Saturday night how these guys pull it together. I'll tell you what, if Gonzaga handles South Carolina well, I think they could be the team to beat. They could be the team to beat. Because they have played really well. Weren't they undefeated like up until not long ago?
And the game that they lost to was against BYU, and the adrenaline didn't come. They fell short.
They did. So, did you have something you were going to say? You look like you were.
They did not play Baylor in the Elite Eight. They played Florida and beat Florida.
South Carolina did.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And Florida actually made off of, what was his name? But he hit like a floater buzzer beater to beat Wisconsin to make it.
And so, I guess we'll see. It'll be an interesting Final Four. Who's going to have to step up for Oregon? I mean, everybody kind of focuses on Bell, but
Dorsey. Tyler
so
Dorsey.
So Tyler Dorsey, you expect much out of Dylan Brooks?
Yes, a lot. He is not really.
And what's the other guard, Prentice? Is that his name?
Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard. That kid's kind of impressive to me.
He's
sort of just as quiet, but he gets it done.
Freshman, too.
Wasn't he like a player of the year in high school?
Yeah, for Central Catholic.
Yeah. So, hey, we'll see.
Women's team, though.
That was sad. I forgot about that.
Fell short.
I didn't forget about it. I was really glad to see him get that far. I think that's an example of a team, though, that hit its ceiling real quick. UConn showed why UConn's number one so much. I mean, they kind of
dismembered win streak. Kind of.
You're fighting a heavy headwind trying to beat that team. And it's a tremendous program. Great coach. Great kids.
Three All-Americans on one team.
Exactly. I mean, Oregon, though, what a scrappy effort. Get it to the Elite Eight. Way to go, Lady Ducks.
UConn plays
something to build on for next year.
And UConn plays Mississippi State women's, who have not made it to a Final Four appearance ever.
So, who do you think is going to win that?
UConn's going to win the entire thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it'll be tough for them to lose. I don't even know who else is in the women's tournament. I haven't followed it as close. It was kind of sad, too, to see OSU fall out,
Tennessee,
too.
I'm pretty sure.
I was really impressed with OSU's year, too. I think, what's her name, Sydney Weiss?
I'm not sure.
She's a third-team All-American. I think she deserved better than that. She's a really good player. But
a little weird that the Beavers fell short and the Ducks kind of
kept going. Wee. Yeah, and then they got ran into the wall. The
42.
UConn wall.
Like a 38-point loss.
Yeah, it was tough. All right, anything else on the NCAA?
No.
Spring training going on for football. Anything you want to talk about there?
Marcus is coming back and better than ever.
We'll talk more. Maybe that's the next podcast we'll do football. Unless you want to talk about the number one rated, ranked OSU Beavers men's baseball team. No? You just can't get there from there, can you?
No. Oh, Kevin Durant might be coming back sooner.
Yeah. Yeah, he's recovering quite well and could be back even in the regular season, so that'd be kind of fun to see. So, all right, that's it for today. I'm Grandpa.
I'm Hayden.
And this has been Hayden and Grandpa on Sports. And it is, did I say what it is? It is March 29th, so we're done for today. Bye.